to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. Have you heard about action buttons? Action buttons are available in version 11.1 in Sugar Serve, Sell, and Enterprise. This feature is going to allow you to add buttons that can perform quick actions directly from the record view, either in the layout or at the top of the page. Action buttons are implemented as a field type in Studio and are easily extended using Sugar Logic and Sugar BPM. In version 11.2, we had two improvements with the action buttons. The first one has to do with the chain events. You can now chain multiple actions together in a string of action buttons. And the second improvement is that you now have the ability to add action buttons to the action menu on the list view, the preview pane, subpanels, and record view dashlets. In this episode, I want to give you a few examples of how you can use action buttons and why they can benefit your organization. Currently, there are 6 different action options you can choose from, each with specific configurations you can choose to specialize its action. I'm going to define each option and give you an example of how you might want to use this feature. Okay, so let's start with the Compose Email option. This option enables users to quickly compose an email using a designated email template. When the user clicks the button, a Compose Email drawer pulls down from the top of the screen with the selected email template and designated recipient. You can even use Sugar Logic to create a formula to define the email recipient. So here's a few examples. You could use this action in leads to send an initial contact email to a prospect, or an email to the case's primary contact with updates to their case. The Assigned Record option allows users to click a button and reassign the record to a designated user selected by the admin. This can be used to reassign a case to a technical engineer or a new lead record assigned to a marketing rep that needs to be reassigned to a sales rep to qualify the lead. The Create a Record option enables users the ability to quickly create records in other related modules from the current record. You can also create a formula to preset certain fields like drop-down list or text box displays where you can identify the value or set a calculated value using Sugar Logic. This could be used to create a call or a meeting record to follow up with a customer, create a task record to send out marketing materials, or add a note to an opportunity record with important information to help close the deal. The Open URL option opens a web page in a new browser window. This provides a wide range of possibilities for your users. When enabled, the URL to be opened will be constructed based on the conditions identified using Sugar Logic. You can open a map to an address on an account or contact, open a price list on your intranet site to access the current pricing of your products or services, or even open the company's new product web page. The Run Report option provides a shortcut to run a specific report from the record. You could run a forecasting or pipeline report on opportunities or run a report on the cases records for closure rates. And finally, the Update Record option provides a shortcut to update specific fields in the current record. This option can be used to change a status of a lead or case based on a certain criteria, escalate a case, or update the last contact date field to today. I've also added 2 help articles with more useful information about action buttons in the show notes. There's also a link to the documentation that discusses how to configure action buttons and action button example use cases. If you get stuck creating action buttons, please contact either our support team, if you're a direct customer of ours, or your partner that's helping you implement your Sugar application. I hope this information about action buttons was helpful and that you'll try using them in your Sugar application. Thanks for listening and stay sugar sweet.